You're listening to SBS News.
People without any symptoms of coronavirus are estimated to be responsible for 50% of the spread in what's known as asymptomatic shedding of the virus. Chief Health Officer Brendan Murphy says it makes sense to test aged care workers who appear healthy to try to prevent them from unknowingly spreading coronavirus to the elderly.
A high priority would be health and aged care workers because they're at the front line. They're the people probably most likely to see cases, and they're very representative of the community. And obviously, the consequences of a health and aged care workers getting asymptomatic infection would be high. So we've had talks with the leading professional bodies, the AMA, the ANMF and others, and they're very supportive of the idea of voluntary, what we call sentinel testing. You can't test everybody. There are too many of them. There are 300,000 nurses in Australia. So you would test people on what we call a sampling or sentinel basis. We're still working through all that.
New South Wales wants to test 8,000 people a day as part of the process towards reopening, and Victoria has set a target of conducting 100,000 tests in the next 2 weeks. Premier Daniel Andrews says the data collected will inform decision making.
This is the biggest public health testing program that our state has ever seen, and it will give us the data that will underpin the options that we will have in just a couple of weeks' time. So the message today is very simple. Keep following the rules, get tested. That'll give us data and options to ease some of the restrictions potentially as we come to the end of the second four-week state of emergency, or the 11th of May.
More than 1 million Australians have downloaded the COVID Safe app, and the federal government hopes at least 10 million people will sign on. The app records Bluetooth connections a phone makes with others who come within 1.5 metres for at least 15 minutes. A user can give permission for the data to be accessed by the health authorities if they're infected with the virus. Privacy advocates want what's called the source code for the app to be made public, so its workings can be carefully examined to test the federal government's assurances that the app is secure. Health Minister Greg Hunt says the source code will be available within 2 weeks. An independent review will be conducted into the deadly coronavirus outbreak in Tasmania's northwest. 10 of the state's 11 COVID-19 deaths and the majority of its infections have been in the region, where an outbreak at two hospitals in Burnie forced their closure. An investigation has already been conducted by the state's Public Health Service, with a report likely to be released publicly this week. But Premier Peter Gutwin says an independent review into the virus cluster will also be conducted.
We will work through that, and we will frame up the terms of reference, and we will ensure that that takes place at an appropriate time. But to be clear, that doesn't mean that we are going to wait until this pandemic is over. What it does mean is that it will ensure that we can keep our senior people focused on the task at hand at the moment as we work through these challenging circumstances.
Almost 1,000 aged care providers and their representatives say they want the federal government to recognise that in some cases, additional visitor restrictions are warranted to keep COVID-19 out of aged care homes. The federal government believes aged care homes should permit visits by up to two people a day, but many aged care homes have decided to restrict access. Patricia Sparrow from Aged and Community Services Australia says aged care providers want to be able to exercise some autonomy.
The guidelines are guidelines, and that providers can make the call using their considerable experience and expertise and on-the-ground knowledge about what's going to work best in their facility and best for the residents that they're looking after. We understand families are distressed, and most providers are absolutely allowing access, particularly if it's the sad situation of end-of-life care, but also where there are other compassionate grounds, and working very hard to keep people connected using other means, like we all are now using electronic means much, much more.
Chief Medical Officer Brendan Murphy says he sympathises but is concerned about the mental health of aged care residents.
We understand that the aged care sector Many of the providers took these measures on what they believe to be in the best interests of the residents, but we think that has to be weighed up against the mental health of the residents as well.
Patricia Sparrow from Aged and Community Services Australia says reports the elderly are being confined to their rooms need to be kept in perspective.
My understanding is that the only time residents are confined to rooms rather than locked in rooms is if there is an outbreak of COVID. If there's not an outbreak of COVID, then residents are actually able to move around the facility. Obviously, social distancing is being used as necessary, but they have more freedom to move around the facility. There are activities and a whole range of things that are still continuing to occur in aged care facilities to try and make sure that we're keeping people, mentally healthy and well as well.
The federal government continues to apply pressure on the states and territories to return to in-classroom learning, with the Federal Education Minister Dan Tehan hoping this will be the case in all jurisdictions by the end of next month.
From a federal government point of view, we want to work with all states and territories to help us achieve this. We've made great progress in the Northern Territory, in Western Australia, in South Australia, and we want to work with the Eastern Board states now to make sure that they can move to this goal.
Victoria is committed to remote learning until the end of its term two. It argues a return to classroom learning now would see a million people out into the community, potentially leading to the spread of the coronavirus. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.